I use a non-scope for that.
זויס חוקס התוירו אשר ציבו השם פורו אדומו זויס חוקס התוירו סרמי שפיינשטיין אסה קשה זויס חוקס התוירו סי זויס חוקס הפורו לגויב זויס חוקס הפסח זויס חוקס התומו זויס חוקס פורו וואי זויס חוקס התוירו So Moshe says that in Teire, Alamol it works like that. Is Metayer Satmeim and Metames Satoheiri. Darke Hashem Yeshorim, Tzadikim Yelchubo, Vereshoim Mikoshlubo. The same Teire, if you learn it in the right way, makes you to be a special person. And if you learn it in the wrong way, makes you to become Tome, makes you to become wrong. The Rechaim HaKodesh says that Akum anat metame be'oyel. Zeis chukas ha'teiro. Odom, atem kruim odom, vein akum kruim odom. Why? Lema'alosoi shelo odom, he has the tume. A goy doesn't have the maile. We know, we say alemol. A person dies, smells terrible. An animal dies, not so bad. A tree that dies, a table that dies, breaks, nothing smells at all. The more the chosh of the thing is, the more, when it gets spoiled, it becomes more rotten. Person, food, animals, trees, and chafotzim. The more that the chosh of the thing is, so Adam, a yid that has the maile, when he dies, is a tumor. A behemoth is tumakala. Keli bichlal nisht. When that change happened in between yidden and goyim, when you learn Torah, so zois chukas haTorah zok d'orachayim haKodesh b'schusas miglarnen Torah that we mekabel the Torah we became Yidden we have the parsha of Poro Aduma zois chukas haTorah. The famous vote of the Beis Halevi in this parsha. Try this week maybe a little bit to mekatzer before Grace Halevaya. The Gemara says, Zois Chukas HaTorah, the Poro Adumo is called the Choyk. Poro Adumo is called the Choyk. Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti Echkomo V'Rechoyko Mimeni. I thought that I know the Pshat and it's far away from me. Chazal says, Zu Poro Adumo. That Shlekol HaMitzvahs David HaMelech realized to figure out the reason. Here, he couldn't figure out the reason. And the question is, we know, everyone knows, Rashi brings for Moshe Adarshan, Tovoy Eim v'techaper tzoyas bno, Poro Aduma is v'chaper the eagle. Everyone knows that. Every kid in Chede knows the Poro Aduma is v'chaper the chet the eagle. So what is the pshat that Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti echkomo v'rechoyke memeni, I couldn't figure out the reason of Poro Aduma. It's a choyk. And this forum is a lot of hundreds of reasons. Zog the Beis Halevi, a big yesoid, and this is the yesoid of unzere emune. What was the chet of the chet ha'egel? The chet of the chet ha'egel, zog the Beis Halevi, was Klal Yisrael didn't mean to do avodah zarah. They thought that they will take gold and zov and chesef, and they will put Sheamus inside, and they will have a tziruf, a manik. They felt that they have to have his kashrus. They can't have his kashrus themselves to Hashem. Zeh ish, Moshe, lo yodanu mehoi aloi. And b'meile, we need a manik. It didn't say, asin ishtok in ribayin ha-shalayla. What they said? We had Moshe. Moshe's not around. He went up. He didn't come down. So they believe that it's ribayin ha-shalayla, but it's a manik. And they feel they need a different manik. They felt, and they gave it to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen was number two in Klal Yisrael. He will know to the Mitzarev, the Tzirufim, and the Yichudim. They didn't think that Aaron will make a Egel for them. That will do Avodah Zarah. What was the chet? Hashem told him, Elohei Maseicho Loisaselecho. Hashem said, no. Is a path how to work Hashem. Hashem doesn't want people to start to do the things on their own. This was the chefze of the chet of a chet ha'egel. On your own. A mahalach on your own. The kapora is, you bring pora adumo. What is pora adumo choik? It's not a choik, it's a kapora. You're right, it's a kapora. But pora adumo doesn't make sense. If you tum and they spritz it on you, you become tor. But if you're the spritzer, you become tum. It doesn't make sense. If I'm the one that it comes on me, it takes off my tumor, so how it could be that the one that is putting it on me becomes tum? It just doesn't make sense. But the answer, but this is what Hashem said. This is the kapora. The kapora is that we don't understand the system, but we do it because Hashem told us. The kapora of the chet ha'egel is to do because Hashem said. This is the chefetz of the kapora of chet ha'egel. To do what Hashem said. This is the kapora of the chet ha'egel. To do what Hashem said. I remember in Panovich, Rav Shach told us once, it was a group of people that they decided to do Kiruv in Russia. So they came to us, the way to do Kiruv in Russia is, you make a party, you bring something to drink, you know, dance a little bit, Varmkeit, 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 and then they become Choshevayim. Problem is that the Russians, they're so mufka, and the first party is, you can't put mechitzas. And the dancing is a mixed dancing. So they came to ask Rav Shach what to do. Shach said not to do the kiruv. Tell Rav Shach, these people anyway go to pubs every night. Now they will come to us, three times Yiddish songs mixed together, and 5 years, 1,000 people are sitting and learning in Koilalim. Why not? Shach said, Hashem doesn't need from people. Hashem needs from people. Why needs from people? If he wants from people, he will make from people. He wants people that listen to him. To listen, to make him mix dancing is not what he wants. You're not getting even one schar. You know, they have organizations doing kiruv all over the world. They will not get even one schar. All of them together will go to Gehenna. All these organizations. With Chaito Machti, all the people that they take in the middle of Zman to go to help them. Yeah? So, Abuskarov said Gehenna is a love place for everyone. Some people think it'll be so crowded there, yeah? He said, it's long. You sit yourself, you don't meet no one, and you just burn. That's what Abuskarov said. He says, there's enough place. Eretzio, v'shmomo, v'lo yoyshev. Don't think the oilam together. You say, the same oilam that, you know, Yom Chamishi could sit together and sing. We'll sing there together. It's great nishtazay. In the end, everyone will sit himself. Every person will be separate. Why? So, but look how much kiruv it does. Look how much. The olim get together, they get famam, then they become better bachrim. I'm just doing a little zach for the olim to mechazik them. It's not what Hashem wants. Hashem didn't ask you to make from people. This is Egel Azov. All these people, we know what happened to them. It's Egel Azov. The kavana was Hashem Shomayim. And who's the yaitzer? Aram HaKoyen. I'm a Kohen! So you think, you know, but the head of the organization is, find out if he's bigger from Aaron HaKohen, yeah? He's Aaron HaKohen! Hashem said, I said, no mixed dancing. So it's no. About it, the Gedolim have to decide what yes and what not. I'm not going now to the decisions, what yes and what not. This, I'm leaving the Gedolim Yisrael. Not Ketanim, Shem Ketanim, like me, will decide what yes and what not. What they say yes becomes Teir. But the answer is, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let. Person says, you know, I'll go away for Shabbos, but Hashem, next week I will learn Shtark. Where he goes away? He goes to a place that is, he sees Gilei Arayas in the streets there, yeah? Beaches, chule. He just, Hashem, he knows every time that he goes after it, he could learn till the end of Zman. If not, he will be like the bad people that leave early, not like this. He will go for a Shabbos, and he could stay till the end of Zman. He knows himself, he will go away for 2 days, and then, Hashem tells him, I don't need you to learn. I don't let you go there. So he goes there and he learns the whole Zman, and everything, he doesn't get even a schar for one word that he learned. Everything goes to the Egel Azov. It's a big Nisayan. Again, Amor, he asks, his Rebbe will tell him, maybe. Person says, I need it. It doesn't make a difference. Person says, I have to. If I will stay here, I will not learn the words. I have to go. If you're causing a rifkin, even if you're not learning, you can't. Your cheshbonos don't count. You don't get schar for your cheshbonos. Hashem gives it as a mahalach, as a way the Torah is given. So the Biskarov. The cheftz of the Chetah Egel was, a person came, but I think that it's better for me. It's G'dayle Yisrael, it's Rabbein. If the Rabbein tell you no, even if it's bad for you, do it. Don't think it's good for me. It's good for me to do Egel. It's not a cheshb. Zog the Biskarov, the Bisalevi, this was the Chetah Egel. And this is the Kapore. And he says, Val de Mishkon was to be mechaper the Chetah Egel. Everything says Vayaz Betzalel Kasher Tzivo Hashem, Kasher Tzivo Hashem, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. You can count in Vayakel Pkudei over 60 Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Finish. Vayaz is called a Mishkan Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Vayaz Oren Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. Vayaz Aporich Bezmul Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. Vayaz Bezabadim Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. The Chefze was Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. Betzalel Nut Mechaven. Yedei Alach Shem Mechshov is, he know why the body, when you put them inside, 10 Malochim roll like this, yeah? When you put the Kapoiris, the Srofim Voifanim make a dance, yeah? He know all of these things. He knew exactly what is happening. But this is not what Hashem wants. He did it because Hashem said to do it. Avada. You have to. You think, some people say, Alamot, I like to speak negative, yeah? First, I'm a very positive person, but from Chloe. But I'll speak positive, not negative. Some people, he will not learn the whole night Seder. But he says, Bochi Nafshi and the Kaisel, and Chatzal, Nishmas, or something else, or Shtabach, no, one of these things, he says, Chatzal is in the Kaisel. You know what big Aveira he has? Ein Kedugmas Aveira Azois. Not only that Hashem will not be Mekabel Tfilas Bezos Hashem. He's the biggest Aveira in the world that this person is doing. Why? I'll tell you why. Hashem for sure wants to learn more from Nishmas. There's no shayla about it. No shayla about it. One word of learning is 10 Nishmas. This person is not doing Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. He's doing because he heard it's a Sgula. He's not listening to Hashem. He's not doing Rotzen Hashem. He's not doing Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. He's busy with all of the Sgulas. He's busy doing all of the Sgulas of the world. If it's a Sgula of Nishmas, he does it. If it's Rebbe Balisurim Friday afternoon, he's there. If it's Amuka, he's there. V'oraya, they'll tell him that the Sgula doesn't work so much. A person has to measure himself. He does it kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe or not. I said, if a bocher went to Bnei Brak to Levaya and will not be today in the Levaya, he will not get a schar that he went to Bnei Brak to the Levaya. Morning Seder he could go, but by Friday afternoon, instead of going to Tzfas, he has to stay. But I'm Chaim Stein, yes, he can't. Hashem takes away all of the schar of the Levayas that he went all of his life and erases them. He never went to the Levayas because he wants to go to Levayas. Not to learn Levayas better. Abel, Tzfas and Levaya? Tzfas. I'm saying it to measure yourself. I don't mind guys go Tzfas and I don't shiva less they can do it. If he doesn't let the guy. I'm not going in. I don't know. I was never in Tzfas in my life. I don't know what it is. I'm a Koyan person, so I never walked into the place. But I'm saying a person has to know Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. This is the Chet HaEgel. Why I'm saying that? People think if I would be in this man of Moshe Rabbeinu, I for sure will not be from the Egel group. I will still be from the Shevet Levi, Mila Hashem Elai. Test yourself. Test yourself. Test yourself today. If you, the Egel was not bad people. They taught Cheshbonos. If you find yourself leaving early this month because you have Cheshbonos that is better for your learning, and the Rabbeim say it makes a Rifyan, you know you would be the people that would do the Egel. Why? Here, no one could stop you. You have to go. No one could stop you. You just have to find out why, but you'll manage. You know, no one can stop you to do the Egel. They also thought that they're doing the right thing. That all of the Cheshbonos, that if we don't do that, we will have a Rifyin, and the 40 years of the Mishkan will not learn, and we have to do it, and Bez Hashem Duch Dem Neidu, all of our life will be better. If we'll be here, we'll start to speak to the Knaini, we'll do this, we'll have Meshach Amalek, we need to do an Egel. Who knows what we'll do over the whole summer here, in the Midbar. What will we do? If Hashem doesn't let you, don't do it. This is the Kapor of Chetai, Kapor Adumah. Klal Yisrael, the things that didn't make sense, train you. You listen to Hashem not because you understand. Not because you think that you're smart. Not because you think they understand. And this is what Rav Shach said. You have to have Rabbein. Don't make the Cheshbonos. Hashem doesn't need your Cheshbonos. Hashem doesn't need the Tritzo. Zois Chukas HaToiro. And this reason it's called Zogdeh B'Salevi Chukas HaToiro. It's not the Chukas specific on Tumah V'Tairo. Zogdeh B'Salevi Zehu Yesoi Demunoseinu Midoir Doir. Zois Chukas HaToiro. This is the secret of the Torah. This is that is the Besalevi inside. It's one of the biggest sayings of the Besalevi. It's Marich and Psukim and Psukim. A couple places in the Sefer he goes, Dosi the Yesoid, Kasher, Tziva Hashem es Moish. The Maranach, the Kadmoinim, says like the Besalevi, and he says more from that, that the godlesses, that even mitzvahs that you understand, to didim kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kibudav. Because Hashem told me to do it. And he said, Domo ben Esina, I'm not going into the arguments now, I know the people that are in Olam HaMisra will not agree so much. The Maisa, when all of us know the story on Domo ben Esina, his father was sleeping and was a diamond under the pillow of his father, and the key to the safe, all the nuschos, yeah, he didn't wake up his father. That's that. As business wise, it's the best deal. It's the best deal. Wake up your father. Chaval ha-kesef. I'm not going to have the answer for Pia Loch in such a case. You lose the money, you wake up your father, yeah? Even if we say it's his own money, not his father, give your father a cut and finish, yeah? I don't know. I'm not going out to the Cheshbonos. But by him, Kibud Av was a wall. I lose all my money, my father doesn't get up. But don't make a Cheshbonos, it's worth money or not. It's not. It's not worth for me all the money in the world and my father wakes up for a minute. No, it's not worth that money. So the Maranach, he did Kibud Av not because he owes it to his father. If you do it because you owe it to your father, so number-wise, it's not worth it. It's better to save the money from not waking up the father. But if the Kibud Av is like a choik, so it's a war. The Chaznish once said, someone was walking behind a mispalel. So the Chaznish said, how you walked? He said, I was rushing. He told him it was a wall, how you managed to walk, I meant. Someone is down, you can't make it as a shalom. So it's a wall, so what if you're rushing? But it's a wall, how you managed to walk. Chaznish looked at it, but someone is down, he goes, a wall, I'm rushing. He wants to go through the wall, what I can do is a wall. It's not an option, I'm rushing. It's a wall. That's why the Chaznish looked on it. Zog the Maranach, because Dama ben Esina was mechabed his father with such a kibud av, he was zeichet of the Porah Adumo. That is, the choik will come out from him. Not stam b'schus kibud av. Was the knetch of kibud av the mehalach from choik. Val was the knetch of kibud av the mehalach from choik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back. Chazal say, Zois Chukas HaToiro, Zog de Gemore in Broches, Daf Samach Gimel. It's a Gemore. If we believe in the Gemore, so we have to believe the Gemore. The Gemore Darshans, Zois Chukas HaToiro, Odom Ki Yobus, Be'oyel, Ein Divre Teire Miskaimim, Elo Be'mi Shemei Misatzmo Yoleo. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. I said every time. I'm saying it again and again. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoleo. Before we start, my Shtei Rambuch brings down. Odom ki yomus be'oil. Oil is a tent. A tent is a aray. Says not only that a person has to make misatzmo yoleo, he has to feel that he's living in an aray dike welt. If he feels too comfortable, he's living in a comfortable place, he feels that Elam Hazeh is choshuv, there's no chance that he will steig in Teire. The Pesach Tzvi Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim says, we say, Odom ki yomus be'oyel, and we take him, ki odom hoylech lebeis oylomoy, right? Beis oylom, we call it. Dear, is a bias. There it's kavua. Beis Elamai. Here is an oil. This world is an ally. Ein di vaterim miskayim elam mishamei misatzmai olel. A person has to know sometimes a bocher learns 8 hours a day, sometimes a bocher learns 12 hours a day, and sometimes he learns 16 hours a day. Sometimes a balabos learns 2 hours a day, and sometimes he learns 1 hour, and sometimes he learns 5 hours. And he thinks, I'm doing so good. And we tell him, where is the main misatzmai olel? Where is the main misatzmai olel? Where's the maimis? Well, not to be in yeshiva, it's a bizayon. To come late to Seder, it's a bizayon. To go to college, it's a bizayon. I'm saying, it's guys that don't have that bizayon. Yeah? About for all of us, yeah, it's a bizayon not to be here. It's a bizayon. It's not maimis atzmai. Maimis atzmai means it's 10:30, should I have to stay till 11 or to leave 10:30? Nothing will happen. This guy, anyway, is not getting up 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, yeah? Where are you rushing? He's itchy to leave. May misatzmoy, kill yourself, no? The guy stops near you to shmuz. May misatzmoy. Ein divreteya miskaimim. Abocha asks them, I'm learning a whole man, why I don't see atzloche? You will not even once may misatzmoy. Every day when it's hard, you say, okay, tomorrow I'll try. Okay. Next sugya. Vava Amud Beis, Zayin Amud Aleph, Ches, Tes, Kolsho. Not me, Miss Atzmai. It's not so clear. That's Hashem. Next week, I'll get Albi. Hashem gives you a Mamis. You skip it. Hashem gives you, every day Hashem wants you to be Matzliach, it makes it a bit hard. You stop, okay, tomorrow morning, a headache, tomorrow morning. So he lets you to learn for 2 days. He says, okay, oh, you're learning? Come, we'll give him the Mamis. I go, Bizaych and the Teire. He closes the Gemara. But Hashem, next time, he will try again. Every time when he comes to the winning, he leaves. Chofetz Chaim al-Atera explains how a person, and the same thing by the boss. Lamazon, he decided he's kaveh eitim la-Atera. 2 hours a day. He feels very good about himself. He gives up a lot of things. And one day he's very, very tired. Okay, so today he doesn't go to the winning. Today is the day. Today is the hard day. Yeah, today when it doesn't work out, this is the day to be Matzliach. The day that you want to skip, that is the day of maybe Satsumer Leo. Don't skip that day. This is the gold. This is the day. Friday afternoon. Nothing more to do. Come to be smashed through an hour and everyone's not here. Mamis. Person thinks Mamis means he has to hang himself up on a string and he will learn without nothing in a schwitzing day without air condition. No. And our days, the Mamis Atzma is with air condition, with light, with everything. But don't talk. Shut your phone. Not saying answer. Shut it. The guy sometimes can't even hold himself to shut the phone. So the guy, he's standing, didn't shut it. Yeah? Shut it before you go to the Smedish. Or not even vibrant. I want to tell you one thing. A person that doesn't shut it, you know how much Gehenna he will get? I want to explain to you why. A guy that shuts it and someone comes over to him, I hear. Someone called him in the middle of Seder. He's not Rab Kiveh again. I understand. But you're going to Bismedrash, but you're leaving the Itzahor to have a string. When he wants, he can pull you out. Shut it, no one will disturb you. No, just in case. You know, just in case, Chves. Well, my parents will arrive, so just in case what? You know, a mole person learned for 4 hours, today a person learns for 3 minutes. And if no one sends him a message after hour, he sends someone a message. He'll just start up with someone, and no one will call for an hour. Maybe that's my. You have to understand, this is the side of the Atzlocha. And this is the reason the Yitzhahore is one Yitzhahore for the guys that are not here today. These guys don't come Friday. That Yitzhahore, we have to deal with it separately. The Yitzhahore for the guys that comes, he doesn't tell them don't come. He doesn't tell you even answer the phone. No, today I'm not answering my phone. It's inside just in case. He doesn't let you just to close it. Just close it and everything will be okay. He doesn't let you to do that. This is the craft of the Yitzhahore. Chofetz Chaim says, he will give a mashal. He said, how a person makes Mamis Atzmai. He says, if a person knows tomorrow he's dying. I'll tell you, lie, I know a lot of people like that. You know, they get the machle. I tried to help, I tried to get involved, but I could. They're very scary. Pitom, they become good yidden. There's one more day left. So the Chofetz Chaim, this is the secret. ein divre teira miskayim elo bemishe mei misatz mayoleo. Tomorrow he's dying. Tomorrow he's dying. So what he will do, he will leave everything. His friends. It wasn't enough community to keep up with your friends. You're dying anyways. What they'll do? That they'll come to the Levi? What do you need your friends for? I'm telling you, all of my friends, chutzim the ones that came to me, the chachomim, from the time I was a bacher, I don't have nothing to do with them. And when I need them, I call them and become friends in a minute. Yeah? I feel so much hours, no, a waste of hours that I spoke to them. I said over that Michal Yudel Efshkovitz, I didn't have so much to do with him. It was Nifter this week. But when I came to Panovich, I came in the middle, I was learning by Kulteria. So I had a chavrusa told me, you know, you're a new bacher. I want, you know, you came late to Panovich, because you came in the middle of Shul Gimel already. So I want you to get, so I give you my seat. He had mamash like a seat, mamash in the front, in between Rav David Povalsky and Michal Yudel, it was his seat. So you get a good seat that you could start, you know, you don't have to start slowly the way it gave away. So I was sitting here in Michal Yudel. And I was a bacher telling my averus. I was 17, 18 years old. Well, you know, friend politics, we call it, yeah? When I went to me, I asked with Michal Yudel, I was maybe naive a little bit there. And I went to me, I asked with him, you know, to be friendly with this woman, that one, he's upset I'm a friend. But, you know, mamish babyish, yeah? I'm embarrassed. But I saw him, Michal Yudel was a warm person. I said, you know what? He was not a magichir in yeshivas. I was not embarrassed to tell him, you know, my narishkeit. Well, Shivas, you know, I only spoke in learning. I'm not telling him that I'm a baby also. But yeah, I want to speak to him. So I remember he asked me, so this is the guy that you're friendly. How much you speak to them a day? So I said, I speak to him 20 minutes a day. He became white till today. I remember this picture. He started to shiver. He says, why, what are you asking me? I said, what's the problem? Every day you speak to him 20 minutes and you plan to stay a friend of his? Leave him today. He's killing your life. 20 minutes a day you give him? He's a meshuga. You crazy? What, you have 20 minutes a day to speak to a guy? What, you know? If this is a friend that you could speak with in 20 minutes, stop to be me and friendly with him. He's burning your mother. Till today. I have that scream. I remember he screamed at me. Remember I came out with his friend, I thought, he doesn't let me speak to you anymore. And I don't have nothing to do with him till today. I was mad to speak to him every day. From that day, I lost all the shaykhs. He's a nice person today. He's right to talking today, yeah? To different people. A person has to know, Ein divrei Torah miskayim ela b'mi shemei mis'atz mayoleo. Ela b'mi shemei mis'atz mayoleo. I want to say, Zach, it says in the parsha, there's a lot to say in this parsha. Again, it says in the end of the parsha, the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael kol ha'edo milbarzin, v'lo yhoyo ma'im lo ha'edo, v'yikolo al Moshe v'al Aaron." V'yemer adaber Hashem al Moshe, "Kach esamate v'hakel eso ha'edo ato v'Aaron uchicho, v'dibartem el ha'sela le'ineim v'nosan meimov, ויצאו להם מים מן הסלע, וישקיסו סעידו וסבירו, ויקח מוישה סמטה מלפני השם, כאשר ציוויו, ויקילו מוישה סעוב. ואין משימו לו המוירה מן הסלע, אז אני צריך מים, ויורם מוישה סיודו, ויחס הסלע, ומתאו פעמיים, וייצו מים רבים, ותישתו העידו ובעירו. Everyone knows this parsha. And these psukim are very hard. Hashem tells Moshe to talk to the Sela, and Moshe hits the Sela, and this is the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he doesn't have the schus to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yana shalo yigdashani, yigdashani al mei meriva. What is the pshat in the pasuk? Kach esamate, take your stick, v'hakel eso eido, and gather everyone together, ato v'aharin ochicho, you and Aaron, your brother, v'dibartem el ha-Sela, le'ineya. You will talk to the Sela in front of them. Venosan Meimov. Venosan Meimov. And he will give his water. And you will take out water from the cella. Okay, you understand the problem? Take the stick, gather the oilum, v'dibartem el ha-sela le'ineihem. You will talk to the cella. Venosan Meimov, and he will give his water. And you will take out the water. It says, dibartem el ha-sela, perek chof pasuk ches. V'dibartem el ha-sela, le'ineihem. V'nosan meimov, he will give his water. V'yitzeisa lo emayim min ha-sela, and you'll take out water from the sela. So, pashtus, the way to read the pasuk is as I said the main aftoyach it's a kadmon. And the tziv also goes pochas yoseh what we're saying now. But the batim el asela leinem and what you tell the sela venosan meimov give you water. The only way to read the pasuk. The batim el asela not venosan meimov already what the sela will do. Venosan meimov you will tell him to give the water. And he will take it out. But the pasuk is not so gishmak. Zog de yalkut shimoini. It's brought down in the medrash. V'shem ha-psikte. V'dibartem el ha-sela shne olov perek echod, mishne echod, talmud echod. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Aaron. V'dibartem el ha-sela means speak and learning. Speak and learning in the sela. V'nosan meimov. And duch dem. That you will speak to the seller, you can't talk to a seller. A seller is not a talkable thing. I want to explain what he explains. If you would say dear, say to the seller, you could say, I could say to the wall, I could say to everyone. The debautum is a relation. I talk. A shaykhis. I talk to you. Vayoymer is the pe'ula of the amiro. The toichet. Emoyre la seller. Tell him. He will listen or not, doesn't make a difference. Dibartem is two people are talking to each other. Kasher yedaber ish al reyu. Daber no beoz neom. Dvorim, ayoitzi min alev. Amira is the peula. B'meile zog de psikte Moshe Rabbeinu said shne olov perek echod o mishne echod. Zog de netziv, de archov asadovo. What happened was Moshe had to medaber el asela. Chazal say later, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was because Shimon ha-moirim and because he was angry nishtakcho b'meno ha-aloche. Zog de netziv, Moshe had to talk teire. But the real madrege of Teiro, when you speak the real madrege of Teiro, the world is meshubet to Teiro, b'meila will be a matzav v'nosan meimov. Teiro is nimshal eish, kodvorek eish, nimshal emayim, ovim not fumayim, when Hashem spoke, ma'amid al Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was bekas, zog the netziv, so the Teiro that he spoke did not poil the peula that it had to be poil. B'meila he took the stick and he hit. How he knew that the stick would work, Hashem told him to take the stick. Just in case you don't come to your madrege, you will work with a stick. That's why Hashem told him to take the stick. The koyach was that they will see, and Klal Yisrael could have seen it, that the world is meshubet l'teiro. The chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was that Klal Yisrael missed to see that special godless and geoiness, how teire is meshabet the world. And the water will come out when you're sitting and learning Teire. As I said, and this was the oimik of the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avade, keimon shebolich lalkas, was it called a koyes, chochmosim istalekes mimenu. So this was the oimik of the chet, zok de netziv. So v'dibartem el ha-sela v'nosan neimov. If you will speak to the sela, you will speak to the Teire there, v'mele the water of the sela will be ready, v'mele you could be moitzi mayim to klal Yisrael. As they learned the netziv pshat. It's a psikta, it's a medrash. And don't think, I know some of you think, it's a nice drash. It's not drash. This is pshuto yishul mikro, lefi Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. The Gemara says, in the Shira and the Be'er, Gemara and the Dorim, Samach Gimel, everyone knows the Gemara, Ali Be'er, Anu Lo. Gemara says, Ein Be'er, Elo Teiro, Shenemar, Chol Tzom El Chul HaMayim, Moish Memishantom, Chol HaMash Pil Atzmoy. And the Gemara says, all of the Shira, what they sang and the Be'er, the Gemara says it on the Teire. This Be'er was Nimshal LeTeire. He brings down a Medrash. Tone de Ve'eliyo. Kate, this man who is Israel, I see Mercedes and Mokam, I saw a bear, my heres, my schemes, my leches, and I was, my Mokam, my Israel, Shurim Shop. This man shall I owe you Israel, I see Mercedes and Mokam, I saw a bear, Miss Acheres, Shatim Sholish Vardo, Acho Yotsun Orim Ktanim, Shalichotu, the Hevel Piyam Shel Teira, and the Be'er will start to give the water. The Be'er gave Teira Mikoyach HaTeira. This was the Tafki, to show that the world is Meshubet LeTeira. The world is Meshubet LeTeira. Everything is Meshubet LeTeira. It's hard. It's an Isayan. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to see. When they finish with the vote, the Meshechochme says, Vayachis HaSela Vayetzu Mayim Rabim. It's very interesting. When Hashem told Moshe to talk to the Sela, Vayiten Meimo, Vayetzeso Lo Emayim Min HaSela, Vishkiso Eseido. It doesn't say that you will take out a lot of water. Here, Vayachis HaSela Mateo Pa'amayim, Vayetzu Mayim Rabim. So, who is Oymet on this Seore? Rashi. Every time Rashi on the Torah could learn like a sugya. Pa'amayim. Lefish berishoin alo yoitzi alo tipin. Lefish alo yitzi bar amokim leako yisra. Ela velibarto. Vemele, amu shem atzor leako yitzi ke berishoin. And it's not like that. So lefi Rashi, what is pa'amayim? The first time was a little drops. So vemele, vayetzu mayim rabi means the first time was a little bit. The second hit was a lot. So it doesn't mean that it's a lot. It means the first hit drips, tipping. The second one was b'shefa. In the beginning was the plan that miyam will be b'shefa. So ma'im rabim doesn't have to mean gashing. Means not tipping. I think there's the oim b'kapshat al derech learning the Rashi, Chumash Rashi. And Mashachokhme says a valdik avot. He says, before, if they would listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be only a little bit water, and everyone would drink a cup, and they would be full. Tzadikim, oichli me'at u'mizborech b'me'ayim. While they were not tzadikim, they needed water as bottles and bottles and mini bars and all these achim to be full. A person with tzadikim, one cup, he could drink the whole Seder. Doesn't have to have a bottle just in case it dries up, yeah? Doesn't need to have it. You drink one cup. Managers. You're not Eisel Zeneshim Rokim? It's a chashash that you'll dry up. Like you need a lot. That's only Meshechochme. Yeah, it's only B'derchag of the Pechochim. Yeah, but you say that, but it's only Meshechochme. When a person does Ratzoyin Hashem, when you do Ratzoyin Hashem, you need less Gashmias. A person does less Ratzoyin Hashem, Hashem gives him more Gashmias. And he's so happy that he has the more gashmias. But he doesn't realize that without that, he would not have to carry the bottles and not do all of the zach. We'll stop here, that I'm going to get ready for Shabbos before the Levaya. It's 4:41.